It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last month, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Veterans Affairs held a field hearing in La Crosse. The topic of the day was looking at returning service members' experiences transitioning to civilian life.
Republican Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin chairs the House Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity. In opening remarks, Van Orden says he wants to improve the VA Transition Assistance Program, citing data from the Government Accountability Office.
A recent GAO study found that more than 4,300 at-risk service members did not receive the warm handover assistance that was needed. 4,300 of our brothers and sisters. And too many of them were falling through the cracks.
That hearing audio courtesy of C-SPAN. Dwayne Honeycutt is executive director of the Milwaukee Regional Office of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and an Army veteran. Dwayne, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
So glad to be here. Thank you for the invite.
And Adrian Marino is a senior at UW La Crosse, testified at the hearing, and Marino previously served in the Mississippi National Guard and the Wisconsin National Guard. Adrian, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Dwayne Honeycutt, directing this to you as you testified before this House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee, what does this panel seek to do? What do they want to find out?
I believe the panel wants to do everything they can legislatively to improve the veteran transition experience. That would be folks that are on active duty that are transitioning to out of the military to civilian life. There are several aspects of that, and there's areas that I believe we can always do better and learn. A good part of the hearing was the fact that we had actual veterans on the second panel testify and explain the experience that they went through.
Adrian, you spoke at this field hearing about your experience as a returning service member and a student at UW La Crosse. What have been some of the challenges that you encountered in that transition? What did you tell this panel?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I would say that the main thing that I wanted to put an emphasis on was the seemingly lack of guidance that I, just like other veterans, usually experience upon transitioning in. We're aware that there are programs out there and there are a lot of people working hard that want to help us and want to see us succeed. However, it does seem like it takes a bit of scavenger hunting, in a sense, to figure out where that guidance is and how we can be reached. And it can be very discouraging. And a lot of people fall out from that experience.
What are the emotions like during that separation period and trying to find your footing and trying to get acclimated to college life? What was that like for you?
That's a really good question. I would say it's definitely starting from scratch again, in a sense. I can't recall who said it at the hearing, but to put it plainly, it's essentially you're starting from ground zero. All the accolades, all the position that you had before, it seemingly doesn't mean anything. And it can often feel like the past few years that you just spent doing this and dedicating yourself to almost seems like it was for nothing. Like, in truth, you know it wasn't. But at the same time, that environment kind of gives that inclination of a feeling, especially when no one could relate to that experience or experiences that you had yourself. So the more you struggle, the harder it is to kind of reach out to other people that can kind of at least empathize where you're coming from.
Dwayne Honeycutt, do you hear that sentiment? Do you see that in programs that you work on?
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more with Adrian. I went through that experience several years ago when I transitioned out of the military. I would just add, I had the experience of being a little bit older and going back to college in oldest one in the class. I guess the positive about it was I had a lot more discipline to apply myself to the learning, and thus my grades were better. But I don't discount anything that Adrian is saying. It's certainly some things have changed, some things have not.
Congressman Derek Van Orden honed in on the VA's Transition Assistance Program, TAP, and really saying, like, look, that needs to change. What are the challenges you see with this program? Where isn't it serving what it needs to do, Dwayne Honeycutt?
Yeah, part of the certainly part of the challenge is some of the folks going or when the soon to be veterans are going through TAP, that they're it's a lot of information. It's like they're bombarded, they're overwhelmed, sometimes for several days. And when maybe Adrian can relate to this, but when you go and to get out of the military, there's a lot of thoughts and emotions that are going through your mind. And one of the main things is getting back home. Hmm. And that bombarding of information is sometimes it's too much and it's not absorbed. And the challenge is to get that information to those folks. But I think we could do a better job than just doing it right at the end, right before they get out. I think during somebody's military career, at certain learning points, I think that dissemination of that information would be better would better serve the veteran.
We're talking about this experience of veterans returning to civilian life in Wisconsin with Dwayne Honeycutt there, Milwaukee Regional Office of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And Adrian Moreno is with us, served in the National Guard, now getting a degree at UW-La Crosse. Adrian, at the hearing, you recommended some specific campus support systems for returning service members. What kind of resources and programs do you think would make the biggest difference?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Just like Dwayne was talking about earlier, discipline necessarily isn't too often the issue with veterans coming through. It's often that, like you said, we're bombarded with information. We're just trying to get back home, and we're also trying to start personal aspirations of ourselves. What I saw initially going into school was basically no one, but what I took a lot from was the overwhelming, welcoming experience that we give to freshmen that are leaving high school and entering their first year at school. This, in a way, kind of helps steer students in a way, calms their nerves and gives them some kind of direction. Because, you know, there's a lot of younger people that don't know what they want to do quite yet, even after starting school. And that's fine. We shouldn't punish people for that. My directive, I would say, is more so, okay, here's what you can do to make sure you're staying on track. Here's the resources you can reach out to. Here's the campus environment. This is what the campus is all about. The same way that we do for freshmen. Here at La Crosse, we do Eagle Fest. That's starting next week. And we do Involvement Fest the very week after. And the entire time, even if students don't really care, you have a lot of things in your face that are going, hey, welcome to La Crosse. This is what we're about. Are you interested in this? Are you interested in this? If not, that's totally fine. There's plenty of things. Just reach out, give somebody a holler. For veterans, it's welcome to La Crosse. You're basically an adult because, you know, all of us serve for a number of years before, mm-hmm. you know, we go to school. So, no, you don't need that walk in. You don't need that walk through. Here's where your classes are. Here's this, this, and that. And yeah, it's direct information, but there's a lot of small things that go into it. And any veteran that has served knows for a fact that it's the little things that do count.
Looking for a more formalized orientation that is specific to student veterans. I wonder, Dwayne Honeycutt, what did you learn from the field hearing? What were some of your big takeaways?
Certainly, the best thing for me was to hear from those veterans themselves that are going through or went through that transition. These are real stories, and they're very individualized. Every veteran's just like a fingerprint, and some struggled more in areas than others. Some of the issues they brought up were certainly related to Department of Defense. Some were related to their college experience. Others certainly were related to VA. I would suggest, or I would offer something. I have had experience in my time here in Wisconsin with University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus. They have a specific student veterans group that is a student advocacy group other than Student Veterans for America. And not only are they a support group, but they have also been instrumental in assisting some students there in the transition. Although I have no authority over the University of Wisconsin system, to me, that is a model that never existed years ago when I transitioned. And I think if it did, it would have gone a lot easier.
Adrian, I want to land with you here. Knowing what you know now, what you experienced going to university after serving, what advice do you have for other veterans returning to civilian life, perhaps entering that college environment?
Thank you. I would say that knowing what I know now, that just like what the military has taught us, it's fine to ask questions. It doesn't seem like it often enough, and it seems discouraging too, but it's totally fine to ask questions. Go straight to the office, go and ask. If you don't know if that person will know, they will know someone who does. And take that initiative. I stand by what I said at the hearing, that all veterans possess two inherent skills, adaptability and resilience. And we often think that just because of the structured setup of school that we don't have to really be as adaptable anymore, but that's anything but the case. Adapt to the situation, take advantage of opportunities, ask questions to people around you, because you never know what someone next to you might know.
Adrian and Dwayne, thank you for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
That was Dwayne Honeycutt, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Regional Office of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and Adrian Marino, a Wisconsin National Guard veteran and senior at UW-La Crosse. We talked with them last week about the experience of service members returning to civilian life and what kind of programs and resources could better support young veterans.